Well, hello to you once again, George, from Leon Tipler. Well, I'm back home now in Kidderminster, and I've been informed, actually this has been recorded on Monday afternoon, which, is it the 1st of August? Oh dear, here we go. 1st of August, I think. Anyway, it's a very wet afternoon. No, it just stopped raining, good grief. Anyway, as I said, I'm back home in Kidderminster, and I've been informed that you did, in fact, call on Saturday? Yes, Saturday. Well, on Saturday, I was on board Radio 270. And I also came off on Saturday. And travelled overnight and arrived back home in the early hours of Sunday morning. It proved to be rather expensive. Because I had to get a taxi from Birmingham to Kidderminster. But never mind, I'm back home. Going back on Wednesday to go out on the boat on Thursday. Well, it is a great pity that I wasn't in, because I'd really have liked to have met you. Things have been moving rather fast. I gather you were actually staying in Birmingham. I presume you were on other business there, and you decided to pop down. That's what I can gather, anyway, from what I think my mother said. Thank you very much for coming, but I'm very, very sorry indeed that I wasn't here at the time. As I say, I was swilling about on a boat in the North Sea. Now, I think I was, because of this, I shall have to try and get up to Middleton to see you sometime. But the position is that I got this job on 270, and the system of working is 2 weeks on and 1 week off. So it doesn't give a great deal of time, particularly when you're travelling, because if you come up on a Thursday, then you go back on the boat the next Thursday, so in fact it is really sort of 6 days. You get clear. It's a great pity. It always seems to work that way, though, doesn't it? How can we get over it? Yeah, I shall have to... if ever you're down this way again, then I shall have to let you know when I'm liable to be home, or when I get up to Manchester, or rather Middleton. That's the only way we can work it. Anyway, to get back to Radio 270, I expect you're interested. I don't know whether you are or not, but this was a result of a tape I sent up. You know, you just do the tape there and then, no special planning, otherwise it's rather a waste of time, really. And I seemed to like it, so I went up there for an interview and came back up there a week later, went on the boat. It was rather rough at the time, seasick on the way out, and seasick for the rest of the day. Actually, we went at about 2 o'clock on Saturday. I was seasick all day Saturday, not tremendously violently, thank goodness, but I was sick, and I wasn't scheduled to go on the air on that Saturday, fortunately. Sick on Sunday morning, we gradually seemed to be getting over it, and then was sort of half sprawled in the bunk. A semi-stupor. About 9:45 in the morning, there was all this racket from above deck, you know, crashing sounds and smashing sounds. Everybody rushed up to see what it was, and the mast had sort of broken away at the base. And it was rocking round. It was only its own weight and the stays that were holding the thing up. They got some large insulators on these stays, which are about as big as your head, and one of these, just when they were tightening it up, the crew were trying to tighten one up, it just completely shattered under the strain. So you can tell what was going on, this mast rocking to and fro. Great rush to turn the transmitter off, because the aerial was whipping round. The aerial itself is sort of suspended up the side of this mast, which, by the way, is 157 feet high. Here they are. I think we're coming to the end of track one. Yes, turn over, please. As you can see on this tape, it's one of these Kodak reels, and It's strange, anybody I send one of these out to, it comes back the wrong way up and they can't see the end of the tape. Never mind. Hope you got it on. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the mast. So it was decided to go down into Bridlington Bay, because the ship is off Scarborough, as I expect you know, where it was more sheltered. And there, various repairs were carried out. And the ship was off the air from that Sunday until Friday, during which time I came off. And so did the other disc jockeys, because there was nothing to do. And as it worked out, my turn was to go back on this coming Thursday. And that's still the arrangement. I have actually been on the air, because I went out as a stand-in, short notice. There was a little dispute some of the disc jockeys had with the management. Which is all sorted out now. But they wanted to go off and see these people, so it meant they were... certain jockeys did, anyway. It meant they were short, so I had to go out on Friday and read the news and go on the air from 7 till 9 in the morning. During which time, on the 7 till 9 programme, I was unfortunately sick again. It's rather a most unpleasant experience trying to do a programme and feeling sick, as you can probably imagine. Particularly when you've got to work to a set pattern. You have what you call a routine sheet, on which is listed what commercials have to be read. For instance, between 7 o'clock and 7:30, you have to put on specific commercials, either read them out or play bits of tape. And this is all rather complicated. There is a playlist. There are so many records on that are played in a certain order. You play sort of a cycle of 10 records. You play one from the top 10, one from 11 to 20, and so on. And each record as it plays is ticked off by a different coloured pen, depending on which shift you're working. Anyway, all this has to be done. And feeling sick at the same time is rather unpleasant. Anyway, the programme sort of continued in a fashion. One, two pauses and, miscues, but never mind. I haven't got the sack yet. That's the story of that. Fortunately, I seem to be getting over the seasickness. I hope so, anyway. Otherwise, it'll be one damn nuisance.